As Park City Council heard in a study session this week, the city has done a great job of providing affordable housing to the lower income levels, those households bringing in less than about $50,000 per year. What the city misses, according to consultant Charles Buki, is the middle income levels. He defines that as making about $75,000 to $150,000 per year. To introduce his presentation, Buki said what city leaders have expressed beyond anything else is that Park City doesn't want to become another Aspen. But he says the numbers show that's exactly what Park City has become.
And we heard it over and over and over again. And the data pretty much says that that's what you've become. So why is that so? If you really didn't want to become Aspen, so how'd you get there?
According to Park City Council member Cindy Matsumoto, those data he refers to show that what Buki calls seasonally owned housing in Park City amounts to 60% of the housing, with just 40% of Park City's housing occupied by its permanent residents.
Where Aspen is more like 32% seasonal. So they are more permanent than we are. So if you just use that statistics, it looks like we've surpassed Aspen as being Aspen. And I think that's what Charles was talking about. There are lots of other factors. I'm sure we're not Aspen, but he used that to set up our discussion about, do you want to know the people next door to you in the grocery store, or do you not care?
So, says Matsumoto, that paints the picture of two groups that could ultimately end up living in Park City: affluent second homeowners and those who service them.
And the people that you might consider that came 30 years ago and were the meat of the community and helped grow the community, those kind of people that were able to buy houses then, aren't able to buy houses in Park City now. And as a community, do we want to do anything about that?
Council consensus, she says, is that yes, they want to look at this issue and see what some of the solutions might be, since this was the first time they saw specific data with these findings.
He said if we took care of all of the needs of this group that could become the core middle class of Park City, then it would cost $34 a month per person for the next 20 years. So there is a cost, there's a cost of not doing it too. There's a cost of, you know, not having the citizens here to support the community, and there's the cost of driving people out of the community and having a lot more transportation costs and pollution costs. So there are costs.
If the city does nothing, the forces driving the market will lead Park City in a direction that could compromise some of its core values, like sense of community, Matsumoto says. But other core values like natural setting and historic character are what create more expensive real estate.
I, as a citizen, wouldn't want to give up on open space. I'm not willing to build on our view corridors and our expanses of open space, or to give up on historic preservation. Those things that make us so desirable for the second homeowner, I think we have to find a way to, we might not be able to get as many people as we want, but I think we should look at it.
So she says council is brainstorming to find solutions that maintain an equilibrium. She says those are solutions like the attainable housing at Snow Creek.
There's 8 homes there. I'm not talking about 800 homes, but, you know, those were for people that were in the lower to up to like $80,000 incomes in that ballpark. If we could do, you know, several other small developments like that, find a place that's ripe for redevelopment, or a small piece of city property that that we could sneak out 8 houses on. I'm not talking about overbuilding.
Matsumoto says while brainstorming efforts created an idea that drew a heavy reaction from the community, building affordable housing on the Park City Municipal Golf Course, she says it wasn't a real proposal, but instead a way to inspire creativity about a solution.
I don't think there's any bad ideas, and it gets people thinking like, well, wow, I don't want to give that up. But what would you be willing to give up? There was no real discussion about the golf course. They did say that this could be done in redevelopment areas that that people are looking to, you know, redo. We could do some of this in those areas without touching the golf courses, and that wasn't really a topic of our discussion at all last night.
That's Park City Council member Cindy Matsumoto. If you missed the study session, you can read the report by going online to parkcity.org to City Council past meetings and choose the packet for the August 15th meeting. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.